Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I'm standing here today under the privilege of my pastor, Pastor Mavis. Please let's celebrate him. Amen. And let's celebrate our mama, Pastor Regina. Thank you, ma, for this opportunity. Amen. Our pastor is our Ojudu expression this morning. They've been having an awesome time in God's presence for the past 3 days. So a man of God is at Ojudu. Amen. But his spirit is with us in the house this morning. Amen. This morning we're looking at praise. Like I said, today is our unusual praise party. And this month is a supernatural increase by the power of praise. Amen. Looking at praise this morning. You see, because of the part of the world we find ourselves, from this part of the world, if you check around things that are happening, what is happening around, see, there will be 1,000 reasons for you to be moody. Am I correct? There will be 1,000 reasons for you to just, there's nothing worth celebrating, to make you sad, to make you just feel there is nothing more. In spite of all that, God is still telling us this month for us to praise. In the kingdom, we have what we call principles and keys. Principles and keys. And if the key to a particular door, if a door has a particular key, any other key you try, no matter how big, how beautiful that key is, it will never open that door. Am I correct? Yes. So the key to a door is not majorly by the size. But it's just that key. That key has the configuration to open that door every time. So also in the kingdom, we have various keys. We have the key of prayer, the principle of prayer. Prayer works, yes, we know that. Our church, right, church of prayer. We have the principle, the keys for giving, sowing and giving. Yes, it works. There are various keys in the kingdom that opens various doors. But there's also a key called the keys of praise. It's a principle in the kingdom. And it has the key door it opens. Amen. In the book of Judges chapter 1, Judges chapter 1, okay. Judges chapter 1, I'll read from verse 1 and 2. Now the children of Israel, after they've gone through 40 years, they fought many battles, many of them died on the way, you know, various things happened on their way to the promised land. And the Bible says when they got to Jericho, or rather, when they entered, after they got to Jericho, we know how they sank around the wall. But they got to a point. Now, let me look at Judges 1. He said, now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites? They wanted to go and take the land. They wanted to take their possession. God had told them, go and take the land. But they wanted to go and they asked God, they said, who shall go up for us first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Amen. So for you to take over the land of Cana, he said, Judah is what you need. And Judah means what? It means praise. Amen. So there are battles. There are things in your life that prayer cannot give you, even though prayer is good. There are things in your life that giving will give you. But there are some things that the only way you can enter into it is praise. So he said, to enter your Cana, he said what? Judah should go up first. Praise should go up first. So praise is a powerful principle. It's a powerful principle in the kingdom. And God is telling us in this month of November that is a month of praise. And if you check all through scriptures, anytime there is praise, it means there is a breakthrough by the side. He was about to enter our promised land. He said, give me Judah. Sing praises to the holy name. Our mama gave us this in the first and second service about the wall of Jericho. After they fought many battles, they were about to enter the land. And God said, what do you do? He said, go around the wall 7 times, shouting and singing. So when praise is on the line, it means your testimony is next door. Your breakthrough is next door. And God has told us this month is a month of praise. It means that somebody's testimony is around the corner. Who is that person? Give the Lord a loud shout this morning. It means that prayer point you have been praying. It means that miracle job you have been praying about. That thing you have been crying to God for from the beginning of the year. It means it's around the corner. And you will not miss it this season in the name of Jesus. So what you need to enter into it is that we should enter it with praise. So as you are praising God this morning, as you are praising God this season, don't just do it because, do it with the mindset that my testimony is around the corner, my breakthrough is around the corner, that miracle job is around the corner. That is why I'm praising God. You do it with understanding. Amen. What does it mean to praise? What does praise mean? It means to celebrate. You're celebrating God. It means to bless his name. It means to glorify his name, to commend him, to worship him. That's what it means to praise, to exalt his name for who he is. Amen. All through scriptures, it was never mentioned that God praised himself, that God worshiped himself. No, that's why he created us. We are the instrument for praise. God created us to praise him, and we'll do that well. Amen. Why do we praise God? So if I ask, why do I even need to praise God? I thought he's the Almighty God. Why is my praise so important to God? Number one, it is good to praise God. That is one, the first reason. It is good to praise him. Psalm 147 verse 1. Sorry, the screen is not available, so we have to open our Bibles. Okay, oh, thank you very much. Psalm 147 verse 1. He said, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. He said, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praise. It's a good thing. God wants us to sing praise to him. He wants us to sing praise to him. Amen. You know, humans as we are, we like to be praised. Even though you say, no, don't praise me. I don't want to walk in pride. Even though you are saying that, but inside you, there's this part of you that wants to be praised. Amen. Every man wants to be praised. Everybody wants to be celebrated. And we are created in God's image. That's what God was created for. He created us in his image. So also praise him. If we love praise, that means God loves it more. So it's a good thing to praise him. Amen. I remember when we were growing up, anytime I see my mom celebrating my dad, celebrating the house, if I usually joke, anytime my mom start calling my dad, sir, we are little, but we just know that, my dad has money this period. We just know. When the plate is special, the meat usually is one. Now it's not giving my dad three meats. The children will just have our own meeting. Daddy has cash out. We just know. We should start paying our own list. That's how we know. Daddy wants to buy shoe. How did you know? My mom is not heaping praise on him. Mommy called daddy, sir. We just know. Daddy has collected money. Amen. Why? We love to be praised. We are created that way. Everybody wants to be praised. And that is how God is. He wants to, it's a good thing to praise him. He's excited when we praise him. Nothing is as beautiful as dancing and praising your maker. When you dance before him, he's excited. When David was dancing before God, the wife came and said, look at you, you're embarrassing yourself. How can you, a king, be praising God and dancing like that? He said, oh, leave me, let me dance to my God. The same God that took your father's throne and gave it to me. He was excited. He didn't say, oh, I'm a king. Don't be too touched to praise God. Don't be too touched to dance in his presence. You can form out there, you can form touch there. But in God's presence, no, there's no touch. You dance anyhow. Amen. We praise God because it's a good thing, morally and ethically. No, have you ever had police arrest a person for dancing? For praising to God, we are arrested. No. So it's a good thing morally. It's a good thing ethically. God wants us to praise him. Amen. Second reason, it is the reason we were created. That was why God created us. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Revelation 4:11. He said, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and we are created. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and we are created. So God created us. He created us for us to praise him. We are created to an instrument of praise. Amen. That was why he created us. So we can give him praise. Like I said, God cannot praise himself. That was why he created us. We are created for that purpose. And when you are not doing that, you are not fulfilling your purpose. You are not fulfilling your calling. Amen. You know, when Lucifer fell from heaven to earth, God needed someone to praise him. The angels failed him. Lucifer failed him. And God wanted somebody that will praise him continually. Somebody of his own kind. You know, family, outsiders may fail you, but family don't disappoint you. Family will always support you. So God says, since an angel has failed me, let me create somebody that is like me, that will praise me continually. And God had you in mind. So we are created to praise God. We are created to worship him. So don't disappoint God. That is the reason why you are here. You are created to praise him. So when you do that, you are fulfilling your purpose. So today, as we go into our praise session, dance, because that was why God created you. God gave you those hands to dance for him. He gave you those legs to dance for him. Stop, forget about situation. May not feel, oh, no, oh, you don't know what I'm going through, sir. Oh, you don't know what I'm going through at my place of work. You don't know what I'm going through financially. Forget about what you are going through. This is God. This is why he created you in the first place. Praise him. Only the living that praise God. So when you praise God, it's a sign that you appreciate your living. Amen. Praise is an expression of joy. Praise is an expression of joy. Have you ever seen somebody dancing and crying? Have you ever seen it? You are dancing very well and you are crying. It's not possible. Am I correct? So whenever you are dancing well, it shows that you are joyful. So it's an expression of joy that you are excited. So anytime, you see, what the devil does to a believer, if the devil wants to get a believer, the first thing he does is to take away your joy. That is the first thing. He takes away your joy. If the devil can steal your joy, he has gotten you. So don't give the devil the opportunity. Don't give him that chance. It's an expression, it's a sign that you are joyful. When you praise God, when you dance before him, it's a sign that you are joyful, that you are excited for who he is. When joy ceases in your life, everything begins to dry up. Everything begins to dry up. So that is what the devil wants to attack. Before the devil can get your finance, he has to get your joy first. Before the devil can get your family, he has to get the joy out of you. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. Habakkuk 3, if I can get Message translation. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17. Okay. Okay, yes. He said, though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm eaten and the wheat fields stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty. That would have been the worst case. Everybody have an excuse. Ah, please go back to 17. Look at what he said there. In fact, you have a perfect excuse not to praise God again. Look at what he said. He said, the cherry trees does not blossom. That means maybe your business is not doing well the way you want it to do. Your strawberries don't ripen. Whatever you're doing, maybe your business is not working well. Family things are not working well. Finances are not working well. So this person, you have perfect excuse to be moody. But look at what verse 18 says here. Verse 18. He said, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I am singing what? Joyful praise to God. It's that despite the challenge I'm going through, that's what is happening around me, I will sing joyful praise to God. He deserves it. He deserves it. So look beyond what you are going through here. That's what he's saying. That despite things not working the way you have planned it, he said, but what? I am singing joyful praise to God. This morning, as we begin to sing praises, sing praise to God from your heart. Dance to God. Forget about what you are going through. Forget about what is around you. In fact, when you are dancing and praising God, it's a sign of faith that yes, though the devil is trying to beat me down, but I'm rising again. He said, I'm turning cartwheel of joy to my Savior God. Verse 19. Counting on God's rule to prevail. Yes. So as I praise God, I'm prevailing. I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. Though in verse 17 I was down, but in verse 18 when I started praising God, he said, I take heart and gain strength. So praise is a strengthener. When things are not working well, you praise God. Don't wait till you get that alert, till you get that promotion before you praise God. No, even when things are down, you praise God. He said, when you do that, he said, counting on God's rule to prevail, I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm the king of the mountain. Wow. So when I praise God, I feel like the king of the mountain. Even though things were not working well, when I start praising God, things start changing. So praise is a game changer. It's a game changer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. First, the fourth point is an expression of gratitude to God. It's an expression of gratitude to God. Yes. When you praise God, you are telling God thank you. It's an expression of gratitude that you are excited about what God is doing for you. You are excited about him. You know, when I listed what praise means, I said one of the praise means to glorify. You are glorifying God for who he is. You are saying, God, thank you. Thank you that despite the challenges, that's what I'm going through, I still glorify your name. It's a sign of gratitude that you are praising your maker. Listen, you don't genuinely praise somebody you don't like. You don't. Except you are doing nice service. But for God, it's not so. You only praise who you are showing gratitude for. So it's an expression of gratitude to God. Amen. What are the benefits of praise? We have checked why we should praise God. Let's look at the benefits. What does praise do for us? Firstly, praise is an instrument of warfare. It's an instrument of warfare. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. Reading to 22 is a very scripture we all know. We all know the story. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Second Chronicles 20, verse 20. It says, so they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. 21. He said, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and we are saying, praise the Lord for his mercy and joy forever. So they were about to fight a battle. Three nations arose against Judah. Three nations. And going by the calculation, they can't win that battle. Three nations against one. So they knew they would lose the battle. But when they inquired of God, they understood the power of praise. They understood that praise can turn things around. When things look down, praise is a medicine. It's an antidote that can change the story. And look how they did. Instead of putting their armies in front, they put the choir in front. It looks insane. The things of the spirit look foolish to the carnal man. So just imagine it. You want to fight the battle, you put the choir in front. You should be singing. So in your place of work, when you're about to lose your job, instead of crying, and you start singing praise. You see your result is not what you want. Instead of crying, you start singing praise. Your marriage is not working, things are not working at home, finances is going down. Instead of you crying and lamenting, and you start singing praise. That's what happened here. So it doesn't, at that point, it will be foolish to start saying you want to praise God. We have three nations are against us. We should be thinking of, oh, what do we do? Should we attack from the left? Should we call other nations to help us? It would have been the most foolish thing to do, putting the armies in front. I'm sure when the other nations saw it, they're like, these people, what is wrong with them? Do they know why we are here? And look at verse 22. It said, now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. So praise is a strong weapon in the time of battle. So what happened? They started fighting themselves. Two nations attacked one. After they had finished killing that one, the two nations started fighting themselves. What a God. So when it looks like you are in the middle of a warfare, things, the battle around is overwhelming you. Sir, why not try praise? It's spiritual. You have prayed, you have fasted enough, but things are not working. Sir, have you tried the elements of praise? So in this season, God is telling us, from the beginning of the year, we have prayed. We have done many things, but he said this season now is the season of praise. Amen. So it's an instrument in times of warfare. Number two, praise is an agent of increase. Psalm 67 verse 5. Psalm 67 verse 5. It's an agent of increase. It said, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Verse 6. Then the earth shall do what? Shall yield and increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. He said, then the earth shall do what? Yield and increase. So praise is an avenue for the earth to release results for you. If you want to experience increase in your finance, in your business, yes, it's good to plan, to have all the strategy, to have all the points, how to increase the business, how to grow a business from point A to point Z. But there is still an element of increase called praise. And like I said earlier, in Africa, in Nigeria, we are not wired to praise. We are not wired that way. We are wired to complain. We are wired to murmur. That is the way the world behaves. But we are from Zion. We are from Zion. We operate by a different set of rules. Others may complain, but we don't complain. Others say there's a casting down. We don't say there's a casting down. We say there's a lifting up. Why? Through the power of praise. So learn to praise God. And like I said, the devil will fight your joy. He doesn't want you to praise. That's why it will keep bringing situations before you that will make you to complain, that will make you to murmur. But no, sir, don't work by that. We work by a different set of rules. Praise is a very powerful instrument for increase. Your business is not going. Why not try praise, sir? Yes, it's good to plan, like I said. It's good to have all the knowledge. But sir, praise is the special thing that just gives us that edge over others. Amen. Third benefit. Praise is a catalyst for ushering us into his manifest presence. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Acts 16 verse 25. He said, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were doing what? We are praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison were shaking. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Please go back to verse 5, 25 rather. I want us to speak it. He said now, verse 25. He said, but at midnight, Paul and Silas, you know, most persons, especially parents, you know, when things are not going well, night is the best time to cry. Your children are sleeping. That's the best time to hold your pillow and shed tears. So this would have been the time they would have been complaining. But they said no. He said, while they were praying, in fact, he said they were praying and singing. So that means they have prayed. Am I correct? They prayed, then they were singing. And when they were praying, the doors were not open. I'm not saying prayer is not, it doesn't work. But there's an element of praise. So after they finished praying, the doors, Bible didn't say the doors were open. But really they started singing hymns to God. Bible says the prisoners were listening to them. That means their challenges heard them. So sing, let the devil hear you sing. So instead of crying in the night, oh, what is happening? Why not sing? Let that sickness hear you sing. Let that challenge hear you sing. Sing. Sing praise to God. Sing praise to God. Let them hear you. And Bible says in verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake. There will be a change. Like I said, after praise, praise is always before the breakthrough. He says, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. Whatever it is that has kept you bound, whatever is that challenge that has kept you bound, as you praise God in today's service, I see a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Those foundations will be shaking. They will be shaking today as you praise God from your heart. The foundations of the prisons were shaking, and immediately all the doors were open. All the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. Not just both of them, every person in the prison that heard them sing, their chains were open. So as you begin to sing praise to God concerning your finance will hear and will lose. That sickness will hear you sing and will leave your body. You are taught to shout, you give a louder amen. So as you start praising God today and singing, dance like never before. Don't say, I don't know how to dance. Sir, move your body. I don't know how to dance to beat. Oh, we are in the same shoes, sir. But we'll dance it anyhow. Dance it anyhow. David danced. In fact, David danced anyhow that people thought he was mad. But he danced to God. And in the sight of God, it was accepted. So when the praise session starts, if it's sickness, let the sickness hear you dance, that you are dancing to your maker. Amen. Praise causes you to experience the wonders of God. Amen. So just like Paul and Silas, if you are going through affliction, sir, praise is the way out. Through bondage, praise is the way out. They were chained. They were chained. In fact, in those days, in the prison of those days, not like the police cell we have now. They have the first gate, we have the second gate, we have the third gate, and we have the gate that leads to the city. And their hands were chained, their legs were chained. So it looks, nothing could happen. Bible says when they started singing, all the doors, that means it was more than one door, all the doors were loosed. So whatever it is this morning, whatever affliction you have been suffering, I don't care how long it might be, your family might be going through affliction, bondage, as you praise God today, your praise and dancing will be a point which God will stand with to give you liberty in the name of Jesus. Exodus 15 verse 11. The scripture says there, it says, who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. So that means if I give God a fearful praise, He will begin to do what? He will do wonders. So this morning, or this afternoon rather, when the praise session starts, give God something that He has never seen before. Do something He has never seen you do before, so that He can give you something He has never given you before. When you give God what He cannot do for Himself, He will give you what you cannot do for yourself. It's a two-way thing. So, sir, ma, don't say I'm shy. Accept that situation. You see, except you don't want, maybe you are still okay with that challenge. Maybe that's why you say you are shy. Sir, yeah, we are not shy. You dance as if your life depends on it this morning. Dance as if your life depends on it. Because the level we're about to enter to, praise God after us, praise is the key to enter that level. And you will not miss out in the name of Jesus. As you engage the power of praise this session, you will see the wonders of God. You see His hand in your business. You see it in your family. You see it in your career. Everything that concerns you, you see God's hand mightily this season. In the name of Jesus. In our church, a man of God does just sit down. This month, what will be the theme? Should I say praise? No. Every word of God here for the month, is downloaded directly from the throne of grace. And God has told us by Himself that this is our month of praise.
So don't think God just said, no. There was a reason why God said this amount of praise. There might be one person here tonight. Because of you, God said, in this service, let's praise God. So that you can get your testimony. And I know that one person, you will not miss out tonight. You will not miss out tonight. You will dance like never before. You will dance as if your life depends on it. You might be sick in your body. Forget about the sickness. Rise on your feet and you dance when the time comes to dance. Let the devil know that you are serious. You have prayed, you have fasted. Nothing has happened. Paul and Silas, they prayed. They prayed all night. Nothing happened. But God was waiting. He said, yes, it's good to pray. But there's something I'm waiting for. When they started praising, God was moved. He couldn't hold it anymore. In fact, it was said that God shook. And when he shook himself because they were praising him, the prison door had to open. Can somebody praise God like that tonight? Can you dance to God like that this morning? That when God does not have option, but to step in that situation. That situation that has caused embarrassment for you. God can show up for you tonight. But in praise him. Praising in the midst of trouble confuses Satan. You want to confuse the devil? Praise God. You'll be like, I thought I have afflicted this guy enough. How come this guy is still praising God? When you praise God, you confuse the devil. You confuse him because he's lost. Upon all I did, I took his finances. He's still praising me. What is it about this guy? I put him in prison. They are still praising me. So praise God tonight, despite all this challenge you are going through. And I can promise you, you will see God's mighty hand upon your life this morning. In the name of Jesus. Somebody ready to dance this morning? Are you sure this morning? Ready to dance this morning? Are you sure? You don't look like one ready. You don't look like one. You are sitting too comfortable this morning. You don't look like one that's ready to dance. Ready to dance this morning, you rise on your feet and give God a sign. Can you give God a sign of what you're ready to do this morning? Rise on your feet this morning. Rise on your feet this morning. Give the Lord a sign that yes, I am ready to dance my way to breakthrough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your praise, like I said, confuses the devil. He loses his balance. Like, what is wrong with this guy? I thought I took his results. What is wrong with this guy? And God is glorified. When you praise God, God is glorified. Like, what? This is my son. Yes, this is my son. Have you ever gone to a party before or an event? And maybe you went there with 10,000. He said, I'm going to spray only 5,000. Have you been there before? Or maybe you went to visit maybe your wife's family. Or maybe the lady you want to marry. And your younger brother started healing you. Bros. Odogu, yes. Start praising you. And you don't want to fall your hand. Am I correct? What will you do? Even if you don't want to spend that money. You don't, at times, you haven't done and spray your salary, your transport fare. What happened? Because somebody has praised you. So it works for man also. In fact, if you go to most parties these days, they have, I don't know what they call them, you see the whole drum. They'll start heaping praises on you in Yoruba. You see them, they'll be hailing you. For what are they hailing you for? So that they can get something from you. Hallelujah. So this morning, we're going to praise God. You're going to praise God like never before. Do it like never before. Do it in a way that even God will be like, what is wrong with this? What's wrong with my son today? What's wrong with my daughter? Can you do something like that for God today? And I can tell you, if you do that, God will surprise you. In the name of Jesus. So as the session for prayer comes up, I want to encourage you. Dance like never before. Dance. This might be your first time here in church. God brought you here this season, this time, today for a reason. Don't say it's my first time. In fact, you are most favored if today is your first time coming to our church. Join us. Join us in our praise. Join us to praise God tonight. And I can tell you, your testimony will be sure. From next Sunday, watch out. You see testimony coming out. Oh, last Sunday I came and I praised God. That sickness fell off. That will be somebody's testimony in the name of Jesus. That cancerous God will drop as we to praise God in the name of Jesus. That depression will drop in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.